Agatha Christie. Marie Clarissa Agatha Miller, later known as Agatha Christie, is born in Torquay, Devon, England in 1890. Raised and educated at Ashfield, her parents' comfortable home, Christie began making up stories as a child. Her mother and an old sister Madge also made up stories. Madge told especially thrilling tales about her fictional, mentally deranged older sister. Agatha married Colonel Archibald Christie in 1914, before World War I, and had one daughter. While her husband was fighting in World War I, Christie worked as an assistant in a pharmacy where she learned about poisons. She began to write on a dare from her sister and produced her first mystery novel, The Mysterious Affair of Styles, 1920, featuring Belgian detective Hercule Poirot, who would appear in 25 more novels during the next quarter century. The novel found modest success, and she continued writing. The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, 1926, became a bestseller, and she enjoyed phenomenal success for the rest of her life. However, about this time, Christie entered a period of emotional turmoil after the death of her mother and a divorce from her first husband. She disappeared for 11 days, eventually turned up at Hell's Spa. Her disappearance was highly publicized, and an expensive government search ensued. She was later criticized for not coming forward with her whereabouts earlier. In 1930, she married archaeologist Sir Max Malloran and accompanied him on expedition to the Middle East, which became the setting for many of her novels. She created Miss Marple, one of her most beloved detectives, in 1930. All told, Christie wrote some 80 novels, 30 short story collections, and 15 plays, plus 6 romances under the pen name Mary Westmacott. She was 19 in 1971 and died in 1976. Just a year after she killed off Poirot in the novel Curtain, Hercule Poirot's last case. Poirot received a front-page obituary in the New York Times on August 6, 1975. By the time Christie died, more than 400 million copies of her books had been sold in more than 100 languages. I will read an extract from The Mysterious Affair of Styles. I am afraid it showed my surprise rather plainly. Mrs. Cavendish, who had married John's father when he had a widower with two sons, had been a handsome woman of middle age as remembered her. She certainly could not be a day less than 70 now. I recall her as an energetic, autocratic personality, somewhat inclined to charitable and social notoriety, with a fondness for opening bazaars and playing the lady bountiful. She was a most generous woman and possessed a considerable fortune of her own. Thank you.